anywhere I want.
If you can see it or stream it
anywhere I need,
Gray will review it. It's Gray Drake on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning on Star 102.5.
Before we talk about Archive 81, we were talking this week on the show about phrases you got wrong. A couple examples would be...
Well, do you take it for granted or do you take it for granite?
Rocks are out of the equation.
All right. That was almost my exact same answer.
Okay. Give her the one I was.
Okay, is something coming down the pipe or is it coming down the pike?
Oh, I mean, I think the correct one is pike.
Correct.
Isn't it?
Yes. Yes. You are correct.
But that's a decent one because pike makes a lot of sense.
Thank you. That is exactly what I said, Gray.
All right, Mario and Luigi.
And as I said to her, Gray, when's the last time that you went down a pipe?
Actually, guys, don't ask.
I did do a shuttle slide.
That's close. That's close.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
I don't even know which things I'm misspeaking, but I know that my lyric retention is so bad, and my singing is so loud.
Yeah,
that it really is frequently embarrassing because Steve will be like, "I'm sorry, what did you say?" it's like, oh, God forbid that like Elton John comes on, and it's like, you know, in your elevator shoot. Well, there's a whole bunch of Elton John I have trouble with, but I did sing the entire fast part to the Blues Traveler song Hook.
Wow, nice. That's pretty good.
Well done.
And he actually, like, I paused after a second when it was done, and he goes, all right, that was actually pretty amazing.
Oh, good. Well, at least you got believed. When I was singing the song Cupid to my wife, you know, Cupid, draw back your bow, let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart. At the end, she goes, that's not what that says, you idiot. And I was like, yes, it does. That's exactly what it says.
Well, now I'm very curious as to what she thought.
Oh, my God.
That was one.
All of a sudden, Sam Cooke was like, dang, I can't believe it didn't work.
Right. That's what I wondered the same thing, Colleen. Like, what did you really think
it
said? Okay. All right. Here's a clip now from Archive 81.
We're looking for an artist. Someone who can restore a recently acquired collection of damaged videotapes.
Well, what kind of damage?
Fire damage. There's just one hitch. Because the materials are so fragile, they can't be moved. So you'd be doing the work at our remote research facility.
This is like every radio engineer I ever knew. Don't worry, it got destroyed in a fire. I can fix it.
Yep.
Well, I don't know how many people out there can relate to this, but here in Los Angeles, everybody is requested to do very strange jobs every once in a while. And this Archive 81 just sort of brought all that bubbling to the surface. So there is a young man who is an archivist. And he's approached by, like, a super sinister guy who you heard here in the clip saying, I have these tapes. They were burned badly in a fire. I need you to restore them. By the way, I'm going to pay you a ton of money, but you have to live on this compound alone, not talk to anyone, and I'm just going to continually show up and creep you out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the story begins. He accepts the position. He realizes very quickly that there was a reason he was hired to do this job. And in every episode, you find out small pieces of this puzzle. So in Archive 81, I would encourage everyone to, like, take a deep breath and give it 4 episodes because I didn't want to stick with this one. It was very slow, but it was so intriguing that I kept turning it on, and eventually I was rewarded.
Okay? All right.
So what is happening in the building that the tapes were located at is very sinister and spooky and scary, and it is not right. And you're learning more and more about it. There's, like, a cult that's possible. There are people who are not good people hanging around. And all of a sudden, time and space starts to bend around this person. And so again, I don't want to give away too many things, but it was produced by James Wan, who did the Conjuring movies and so many other great scary things. And be patient, but if you want something with a lot of mood, then check out Archive 81 on Netflix.
All right. I gave it 3 episodes, and I quit because I was done. But you said give it 4, so I will give it 1 more. But I'm going to fast forward through boring parts.
All right.
Yeah. Try again, but it's definitely not Peacemaker.
Okay. Gray joins us every week to talk about the movies. And this week, we were talking all about streaming shows. So you can always get your fix of Gray, though. She has her own YouTube channel called The Gray Area. Look for Gray Drake there, and you spell Gray, G-R-A-E. Have a great weekend, Gray. Thank you.
Warriors, Jaguars, and Polar Bears all listen to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.